Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are, right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I start my list with Woody Johnson, and it could literally be anybody from that franchise in New York, but it starts with ownership. And that story in New York, I don't know what you think about that, guys. That thing gets better by the day. I mean, you thought we had dysfunction in 2012 here in Kansas City, and it ended in a terrible way, obviously. But this dysfunction coming out of the Jets is peak like anything I've ever seen before. So it starts with the owner of that. Then I roll into my next turkey, the Oakland A's franchise ownership as well in all of this, with the way that they have toyed with that fan base out there and screwed that fan base over and then moved to Sacramento and may move to Las Vegas. And so I put them on my list for the way that they've handled anything. Jerry Jones makes the list this year, not because the Cowboys are bad, but because he had an opportunity to sign Derrick Henry, and he didn't think Derrick Henry would help his offense and chose not to sign Derrick Henry. And I know what you guys think about this. Derrick Henry is right in the middle of the MVP conversation this year. He's right in the middle of it with Saquon Barkley, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, and Derrick Henry. Those are your four guys, in my opinion, at this point in time, that are your MVP candidates. Jerry Jones needs to relinquish looking at talent because obviously he doesn't know about talent. Mike Greenberg makes the list for me. For saying Greeny. That the Ravens were not going to lose a game once Derrick Henry got going.
They lost, I think, two
straight or something like that after he said that, one being to the Cleveland Browns. So he makes that list this year. And finally, my sports turkey, anyone acting like 10-1 is a bad thing for the Chiefs right now. Like anybody down on this team that's ready to clinch a playoff berth on Friday afternoon, if you don't think it's good enough, you're a sports turkey this year, in my opinion. So that's where I came up with mine this year.
I would hope no one's down on this team.
I mean, look at social media and see what people are saying. And some of the national, like, who is that loser from Yahoo? Schwab or something that said the Chiefs were one of the big losers of the weekend?
Never heard of it.
They won an NFL game, pal. Put down the stats.
Mm. My turkey's number one, Jazz Chisholm, just for the lucky comment. And for someone who didn't do absolutely anything after he said those and just kind of rode the coattails.
He really did nothing after that, did he?
Yeah. I'm so glad they didn't get a ring, but I hate the fact that they got a ring or had a chance to get a ring against another team that I'll get to in just a second. My other sports turkey is Justin Tucker.
Ooh, really? Okay.
Yeah, I don't like the guy.
All right.
And I think he's a turkey because I think he knows that, like, his career is on the fringe. And ever since he was a jive turkey and tried to be cool and mess with Mahomes and Kelsey, since that day, career completely different.
Yeah, it really has been.
And I don't want to say for a fact that's what's affected him or that AFC Championship game is what affected him, but he's been off this year. Mm-hmm. And then they show that he went to Texas. Not a big Texas guy. And, yeah, just kind of like going back and watching like old videos of Justin Tucker. I'm like, this guy's a kicker trying to act like he's, I don't know, man, just a turkey. Number three is Lord Baelish out of New York. I think that's an obvious sports turkey. He struck again yesterday. We have audio. We will play Peter Baelish's audio on Pat McAfee's show. I won't say his name because he's not worthy. But, yeah, what a guy that the narcissism.
Oh, the narcissism is
the
peak.
Way he's playing the game of the NFL Thrones and staying relevant and making it look like it's everybody versus him when we damn near know it's him versus everybody, a.k.a. Lord Peter Baelish from Game of Thrones, playing it well,
Yep.
And staying relevant, man.
He does a great job every week of inserting himself into the NFL story for the week.
It's nuts, man. And the fact that he's still wearing the Apple 4 iPhone earphones is hilarious.
Too. Yep.
Like he has the little clip that you can push down to talk.
Mm-hmm.
Number four, turkeys, the writers of MLB still.
Yeah.
Still haven't gone to sleep right since. Two votes for Matt Cotrero. Two. Zero first place votes for Bobby Witt Jr.
That's right.
Still can't sleep on that. And then number five, the Dodgers.
Oh, big night for them last night.
I'm done, man. I say this every year. I feel like Stephen A. Smith or Skip Bayless or somebody like that where it's like over-repetitively said, I'm done. But, man, dude, really? Blake Snell still a top favorite to get Juan Soto? This isn't fun anymore, man. And I know I'm crying and bitching and moaning. Sorry for cussing. But, like, literally, like, Freddie Freeman, Shohei Ohtani, Mookie Betts was like, all right, we get it. You're the toughest guy, the biggest guy at the gym. Cool, dude. Tyler Glasnow, Yamamoto, Blake Snell, and Shohei Ohtani?
Yeah.
And Juan Soto?
They're not getting Soto. They're just not.
Bull crap.
They're not getting Juan Soto. It's between the Yankees and the
Dodgers,
and the Mets.
Dude.
And it will end up being the Yankees because the propaganda about the Mets being involved now
is
going to force the Yankees to overspend for a two-tool player.
If this doesn't break baseball, Blake Snell and the possibility of Juan Soto, if this doesn't break baseball's back, nothing ever will.
But you have that conversation every year about this stuff, right? This like all nuts, the teams dude. Continue to get good.
Ohtani's
and
your
and
fourth
whatnot.
Pitcher in your rotation.
Yeah,
it is four.
Yeah, I mean, again, it still goes back to Dayton and Company winning that championship in 2015, and nobody in a small market team has still won a championship since the Royals did it 10 years ago now, and nobody did it before that, right?
Buzz, you're
so
drove
I mean, it's all been about the big market, and until baseball is willing to, like, as well as I do, when you were fat, right, and I was fat.
When? Still am.
When, people would say you need to lose weight or you need to quit smoking or you need to stop drinking or you need to do whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do anything when others are telling you to do it. You have to recognize the problem yourself, right? And if you're, as a person, not willing to recognize you're a fat ass that smokes too much, there's nothing I can tell you that's going to change your mind.
Mm.
But when you have that realization, like you did and I did, and you start to realize what's important and whatnot, then you can make those changes. Baseball is a fat ass smoker. They don't care. They don't care that they're killing themselves. They don't care that they're overweight. They don't care. They're having a great time.
Because it's finally getting good.
It is.
And then this is happening.
And this is happening. So until baseball realizes that they need to make that major change, and for me, the only change that baseball needs to make, it's not a salary cap, it's a salary floor. Force everybody to spend a certain amount. You will have players sign with teams. There will be more money available. You won't have payrolls like the Oakland A's. You need to have a salary floor in Major League Baseball to raise all salaries. Until baseball recognizes what their problem is, they're going to continue to burn darts and eat lard.
Mm. Tough. Nathan, turkeys?
We got a couple of turkeys. Kay. One is Bob affectionately coined this person as Karen Van Noy.
Oh, yeah. Yes, Karen Van Noy. Yeah.
Where was the health department? I didn't see anybody down there.
I got my eye poked out. Nobody came down for like 17 hours and I couldn't see. Karen.
But actually, I could see and it was fine.
The exact quote was he was disappointed in the response. Right. Just disappointed.
Yep.
That's enough on that. Dejon Anthony is a gentleman that plays for the Cincinnati Bengals. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Mr. Anthony. After a loss to the Chiefs and a little of complaining about the refs, you know, par for the course, he said his lock screen is Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce.
That's right. My lock screen's my kids. Yeah. My wife.
Yeah. He can't wait to see them again, is what he said. But they're 4-7,
right?
Do you think he's changed his background yet?
I think he probably has. Probably a picture of the beach where they're going to be sitting on the first of the year.
Yeah,
that guy's weird.
And then finally, this might be one turkey or a bunch of turkeys. The Chicago White Sox, they lost 121 games this season.
Yeah,
and that team is full of Royals who, I mean, 2021, 2022 contributed to terrible seasons here as well.
Mm-hmm.
Pedro Grifol got a lot of the blame in Chicago.
Sure.
But Chris Getz is a turkey as well. Nicky Lopez, Andrew Benintendi.
Nicky Lopez is a big turkey. No, Nicky Lopez is a big turkey. I'm glad he's not here anymore.
And this is a total stray. Brad Keller didn't even have a cup of coffee there.
He was there for
he's
5 minutes.
In Japan now. He's a turkey.
Yeah.
They're all turkeys.
Was it Merrifield there?
No, he never made it to Chicago.
Okay. He just went to Atlanta, and then somebody threw too close to the inside. And he complained about baseball spin rate.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
What a turkey.
Whit Merrifield is the ultimate salmon slack, no socks and loafer wearer that complains about everything that just doesn't understand, you know?
And he's like, yeah, they're just, you know, they don't know how hard they're throwing.
Yeah. Okay, Whit.
They're throwing inside.
Like next to Blake Snell, Whit Merrifield's in that same category. Hey, risking my life, bro.
Whit Merrifield's the guy that the neighbor that sees a third car pull up. Could you guys keep it down?
Yeah.
It's 7:30.
Yeah. No parking on the street here.
Yeah, I noticed you're a little on the grass.
Right.
Yeah, it's my yard.
Mm-hmm.
Eh, HOA will be notified.
Yeah, Whit Merrifield's the guy who calls HOA.
Yeah.
Your house color.
No, Whit Merrifield is the HOA.
Yeah, no, he is the guy. Yeah.
Sorry, Miller's? Yeah. Mm. Your trash bin was at the end of your driveway for a little too long. Yeah, from 4 to 6:30. I don't get home till 6.
Yeah,
but we're gonna
need to have that
moved
in.
You need to separate the glass and the recycling.
Yeah.
God forbid, like someone steal a base up 3 runs in the 8th inning, Whit Merrifield would lose his mind.
Whit Merrifield is the ultimate like entitled complainer. That like he's the one that where people look at in baseball and you're like, all right, enough. You know, it's not the guys making the money. It's like Whit Merrifield complaining about things the average human being has no concept of or care about.
I'll just broaden my turkey then. That entire regime of the Kansas City Royals that came before this one, the post-pandemic, you know the figures that I'm talking about. I don't need to name their names, but the previous coaching staff and a few of those players
on that list as well. But they're long gone. So now we move forward, and hey, the Royals are finding a way to win in an era of baseball where they don't want the small market teams to have success, and that's why you give them credit because they're bucking the trend. I'm rooting for Cincinnati this year. I'm rooting for the Royals. Like every small market team, baby. Let's go. Let's have some fun.
Some turkeys on the text line. Dan Orlovsky, George Pickens, Angel Reese, Conor McGregor.
Mm-hmm.
Conor McGregor, big turkey.
Yep.
That guy ruined his career.
Yes, he did.
Just because he couldn't get out of his own ego or stop just being a bad person.
Mm-hmm.
We come back on the other side here on Fesco and Dusty, and we get into a little bit of what we saw yesterday from the practice report on a shortened week. And then on the other side after that, we'll get into our rules at Thanksgiving because some sort of family has set the internet on fire with rules they have created. Not mad about some of them.
No.
It's Nathan. It's Bob. Dusty. It was 96.5 The Fan. You're home. Kansas City Sports.